At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We've all had those moments where you just realize, I have become my parents. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, and Hope. For me, that's a good thing. I got great parents. I was blessed. A mom, rest her soul, great mom. My dad's still kicking. He's 82 years old and still chopping wood and doing stuff. I have great parents. So for somebody to say, you're just like your dad, that's a compliment to me.
I don't think that they're not compliments as much as just like a out-of-body experience anytime I do something that I'm like, oh my God.
Like it just hits you. Right. Like that's something my mom or dad would do.
Well, and I think my parents are pretty polar opposite in a lot of ways. So especially when I like feel like both of them at the same time, it's like worlds colliding. My mom is so responsible. I like now all of a sudden in the last couple of months, I wake up on Saturday morning and I feel like a robot where I just like emerge out of the bed. I'm like, it's time to clean. I can't lay in bed. It's Saturday morning. I gotta get up. It's 9:01. The day's gone. But then I was walking through Yankee Stadium in New York City last weekend and the music's playing and I'm like fist bumping while I'm walking and I'm like, oh my God, I'm Jerry.
Strangers?
Strangers.
Like you were fist bumping strangers?
No, I was not fist bumping. I was fist pumping with a P.
Oh my
like Jersey
gosh.
Shore. Like,
I heard the same thing you did, TJ.
I was like, what are you throwing fists at strangers? But Jerry would probably do that too.
Jerry fist bumps Nas. I was like, yeah.
Oh.
Woo!
Oh my
Some
gosh.
Of our listeners chiming in over at the station Facebook page. We asked, what was the moment you knew you were turning into your parents? Jessica says, when I started gardening.
Oh.
And Kimberly says, I laughed like my mom at something stupid. I looked at my husband and said, O.S. I sound just like my mother. Which I think that's a big one for a lot of us.
Yeah.
A saying, you know, something mom or dad says comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, wait till you have kids. That one, my mom used to say that to me all the time. And I hear that in my head.
Yeah.
When my kids do goofy stuff, I'm like,
Yeah, I came in, yesterday? And I think I verbally said it out loud to you, too. I was like, I got to go reevaluate my attitude. Like, I got to go walk out the front door and left. Because I don't know what it was, but Teresa, Mama J, was coming out of my mouth yesterday morning, just like my whole attitude. It's like I woke up in
her.
A different body. It was like a Freaky Friday moment where I had to go back to bed or, I don't know, knock myself out because sometimes I catch myself really. But I'm conscious of it. You know what I mean? And like you said, is it bad? Is it good? I don't know.
Is it just being self-aware?
I think it's just being self-aware. And it's always crazy when my kids bust me on it. When they call me Teresa.
And that's what they say?
Yeah. And then they
you
call
sound just like Teresa?
Yeah. And then they call each other Tammy when they sound like me. And they're like, okay, Tammy. And I'm like, okay, guys.
Settle down. We were talking earlier about you turning into your parents. Do you see your kids turning into you? It's the Be More Than Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, Hope, my son. Kind of like me. My daughter more, I think. Like if you leave either of us to our own devices, we'd rather sit with the book and have it quiet and not a lot going on. Just chill.
You know, it's interesting that you bring this up because both of my daughters, they have similarities to me, of course. But I notice how much like their grandmothers they are. I don't know. I don't know. Tell me if I'm alone. 585-252-9233. My middle child is exactly, I mean, things that come out of her mouth. Like I stopped busting her on it because she was like, what?
Like your mom or dad's mom?
Dad's mom. Okay. Looks like her. But I mean, even the way she speaks to the animals and stuff, I'm like, oh my God. Like it's, I don't know. I catch myself really staring at her sometimes. And
did they spend a lot of time while she was growing up together?
I mean, they were close, but like not. No.
Grandma didn't take her during, watch her after school until you got done working or something.
No. Like this is definitely a genetic something or other.
Yeah.
And my daughter is very like numbers oriented, organized, just like my mother. You know, so she's very, you know, she's very, I don't know.
Organized. Does it skip a generation?
I think so. So for me,
well, like yesterday,
my
kids
turn into, you know, the grandmothers.
You went to get the driver's license updated, right?
Yes.
And didn't she have a whole plan? And it was mapped out and what paperwork she needed.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And that's exactly, you know, when Mama J was working five jobs to keep us, you know, keep the lights on in the house and stuff. I mean, it was numbers. She worked as a judge. So she was like, it was all by the book, everything by the book. You know, there was just no room for error. And that's exactly how my oldest is. And my middle child's exactly like the other grandmother. So for me, that's what I've noticed.
Interesting.
I'm like, huh.
Did you see any of that in your family, Hope?
I don't think I'm anything like either of my
I think
grandmas.
You're a good mixture of your parents, though.
Yeah, I definitely like I think people understand me more when they know both of my parents.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's why she is the way that she is.
We had a guy down the hall who actually sat behind you at the Red Wings game recently, you and your family. And he was just in the studio this morning explaining to us, you know what? Now that I've met Hope's family, everything makes sense.
So graduation season just came and went, and we're rolling into summer. College is going to start in a couple weeks. And we posed the question over on our station Facebook page. If you could travel back to your own graduation to give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be? And if you got one you want to share with us, 252-9233. Otherwise, you could just head back and check out the Facebook page. Mike says, when you drive, look out the windshield. You can't get where you're going if you're only focused on the rearview mirror.
Mm.
And there was actually three or four people that said that. Stacy said leave town and don't look back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That's a little different. That's kind of what you did.
Sort of. But then, you know, you always end up back home at some point, I think. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, there's so many songs about it. You always find your way back home.
There, I like the comment that says, let them. That's that new...
The Let Them Theory, Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins' new Let Them Theory. I really wish I wish I would have lived a little bit more in the moment in those years. You know what I mean? So I think if I went back in time and talked to myself at graduation, I was so like hyper fixated on the way future. You know what I mean? Like enjoy these, really like enjoy every single moment, because you won't have this again. You know, this is the youngest you'll ever be.
When I was thinking about this, I think I put my note down somewhere, plan a little more fun. When I was younger, I was just like you. I was so focused on the future and whatever hustle I had to do to get mm-hmm. from point A to point B. And like, I bought a house. I was young when I bought my first house because I worked two or three jobs to save the money for the down payment.
Yeah.
Like, if I could go back and do it over again, maybe a little more free time. I had fun, but I would have had a lot more fun back in the day. If I were looking back, talking to that guy, 1988 with a full head of hair. Handsome devil.
I just remember my mom when I was senior year. She was like, she wanted, for some reason, well, of course she wanted college. She was like, I don't care where you go, you're going to college. But she wanted me to take a civil service exam. She was like, whatever you do, get into a civil service job. I was like, I don't even know the words that are coming out of your mouth right now, mom. And she was like, no, pension, retirement. Like, yep. I just remember she was trying to explain.
I could be retired right now.
Right.
I have friends my age. I'm 55.
Yeah.
I have friends my age that are retired, sitting at home with a cocktail by their pool, who did a civil service job either as a fireman or a policeman. Out the door. They're done. Teacher.
So I would go back and go, you know, maybe listen to your mom.
Mom's not too crazy. You live and learn. If you could go back to when you first graduated high school or maybe even college and give yourself some advice, what would you say? What would you do? I would tell myself, have a little more fun. You don't have to work all the time. And you had mentioned that there's one regret that you had from college.
I wish that I did a study abroad. They had a trip at MCC that it was the entire month of June that you could go to Italy. And it was like $7,000 to go for the month. And that was more than tuition for the entire year at MCC. And like, I could not girl math my way into justifying spending that much money. I paid for my associate's degree all out of pocket. I was like, I'm not taking out loans. Like, I worked four jobs during college and I just couldn't convince myself to take the trip. So that is the one thing that if I could go back, you'll always have bills.
Yeah.
There's take always.
The trip.
Yeah.
Take the trip. Yeah. I did. And I'd still tell my kids, I'm like, you travel, you don't say you're going to travel when you retire. Get it done now. Travel.
Hope's generation, now. I think, gets that more than our generation did, TJ, because everybody I know that's Hope's age has taken trips.
Yeah.
Guy down the hall's been to Iceland and Europe, and he went to Poland for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like traveling, when I was growing up, I don't recall any of my friends traveling anywhere. We went to Canada. That was our international traveling, but nobody went to Finland or Iceland. A lot of people, I can name four people in my little circle of people that have been to Iceland in the last like 5 years.
That's crazy.
I did get to go to England senior year and I was like, oh man, I'll be back. No, I won't. Never.
Too late.
Then life happens and you get, you know, then you really get bogged down with bills and responsibilities. And so, yeah. Definitely. That's good advice. Go back and tell yourself, take that trip.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.